Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
Now, we've reached December 2020, and you should give yourselves a round of applause and a pat on the back and congratulate yourselves not just for surviving, but for thriving all throughout this year. For this month, we're doing an entire series on Rediscover Christmas. To start this message, I want to talk to you about a wonder drug, a very popular drug that we know as aspirin, otherwise known as acetyl salicylic acid, or the wonder drug aspirin. Invented in the late 1890s by the Bayer Company in Germany, most people don't know that this drug was once upon a time not a tablet, but a powder. People took it by using a teaspoon to help them with this wonder drug that alleviated people of pain. Over the years, Bayer realized it was best consumed as a pill because you can now have the right dosage. What Bayer did not predict was when they shipped the pill and they shook around the containers, they became powder again. Thus, the solution was for the Bayer company to put a cotton ball on top of the bottle to prevent the tablets from shaking. Over time, Bayer would invent the enteric coating that will prevent the tablets from cracking, thus they removed the cotton ball. However, a lot of other drug companies kept the cotton ball on top because they never really knew the reason why Bayer had put it there in the first place. For many of them, they think it's keeping the dirt out. In reality, it actually absorbs more moisture, which is actually bad for contaminating the drug. And more importantly, it's a waste. It's the same thing with Christmas. Many times when we don't understand what it is for, it's time to rediscover. A good example of that would be the Christmas tree. The Christmas tree is something that many people practice but don't really understand where it came from or why it's even there. Thus, you have all kinds of Christmas trees, from colored balls to reversed ice cream cones to earrings to cookies to pencils to even living Christmas trees, and worse, putting stuff that are really not anything to do, have anything to do with Christmas. And that's the problem when you don't understand why it's there in the first place. The history of the Christmas tree begins, believe it or not, with the Mighty Thor. Not the Marvel Comics Mighty Thor, but this Mighty Thor. Mighty Thor was a mythological god that the Germans believed. Back in those days, the German mythology talked about this hammer-wielding god associated with lightning, thunder, storms, sacred groves and trees, and strength. More importantly, he was to become the protector of mankind, and he was to be hallowed or worshipped, and more importantly, he was the god of fertility, demanding certain things from people. This was Thor. Now, back in those days, during the winter times, the people would go to this mighty oak tree and offer children as a living sacrifice to this mighty god, until a Benedictine monk named Boniface, no relation to me, came and with boldness chopped the tree down and declaring, "That is not a powerful god." The people were afraid that Boniface would be struck by lightning, but he declared, "Jesus is Lord. He is the one and only living God." As a result, many of the Germans believed in Jesus, and he proclaimed and declared, "Go to the forest and pick up a fir tree and bring it to your home to remind you of Christ, the way, the truth, and the life." Over the centuries, the Christians realized that there were other practices that were pagan. For instance, the practice of the holly plant that people, the Druids, believed were the basis for eternal life and fertility. Once again, Christians took that and said, "This is a representation of the blood of Christ." They adorned their Christmas trees with this red thing, which represented not only the blood of Christ, but the thorny sides of the holly, which was the crown of thorns on Jesus' head, to remind them that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. In John 14, verse 1, we hear the words of Jesus: "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God and believe also in me." Notice he says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." The Christmas message is really one of assurance that we should not be troubled in our hearts. "And my Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am," Jesus was promising his disciples. Notice in verse 4, he says, "You know the way to the place where I am going." Interestingly, in verse 5, one of his disciples, Thomas, said, "Lord, we do not know where you're going. So how can we know the way if we don't even know where you're going?" And Jesus' response later on, as we will see, is simply this. This is not your real home. Your home, sweet home, is somewhere else. The words of C.S. Lewis is a good place to quote right here. If we find ourselves with a desire that nothing in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that we were made for another world. In other words, Jesus was assuring his disciples that there is another place for you, that this place is temporary, and he's assuring them that he's preparing the way for them. He responds to Thomas by saying this in verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." These very powerful words, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," is the pronunciation of Jesus that no one can come to the Father except through him. A bold declaration that I'm not just a way, but the way. For some, that may sound arrogant, divisive, limiting, if not altogether offensive. But when you're saying the truth and you have no choice but to tell everybody the truth, then you need to declare it. And that is what Jesus declared. I am the way. What that simply means for you and me is Jesus is our eternal GPS, our eternal GPS system. I remember the first time I came across a GPS system. It was the year 2000, and I was in Zurich driving down with a friend to Lausanne to pick up a car. The name of the GPS system was Benefon, and it was just launched that year. It was so defective, it kept rerouting us and kept speaking in German. Begen Sie rechts, Begen Sie links, and we were just getting more confused to get at our destination. Over the years, the GPS system kept getting right, but it kept rerouting us and changing our direction. Jesus is not a new invention. He is the way when you're lost, when you're not sure about where you're going, and he's there from the very beginning all the way to the day you start making your way to your home in heaven. It says Jesus is your eternal GPS and Jesus is the way home. COVID has shown us the desire to be home. For those of us who got quarantined, we couldn't wait to get home. For those of us who have been at home, there is no place like home. The words of Jesus is like a GPS telling us we can't wait to get our destination. But what Jesus was really saying is, you don't have to because I am home. Home is not a place that you go to. When I am with you, you are home. That's what Jesus meant when he said, I am the way. I'm your eternal guide, your eternal GPS, and I am ultimately home. Finally, he says, where Jesus is, there is always a way. That's what he was saying when he says, I am the way. Life has many dead ends. COVID is one example of that. Life has many things that we'll confront. We don't even know what's going to happen next year. And whatever the dead end is, Christmas is a time to celebrate and to know Jesus is our eternal GPS. He is our home. And more importantly, with Jesus, there's always a way, even when there is no way. Secondly, he says, I am the truth. In the world we live in today, we're inundated with opinions, with feelings, worse, with fake news. You can't tell what is fake and fact these days. I like the quote of Google's former CEO, Eric Schmidt, where he says, the context of social networks serving as amplifiers for idiots and crazy people is not what we intended. Notice the words, as amplifiers for idiots and crazy people. In short, there's so many opinions, so many feelings, and so much fake news in the spiritual realm, in the relational realm, in the health realm, and even the financial realm that you and I will need a North Star. Something that's reliable, something that's dependable, something that's immovable, and something that's timeless. And that's the North Star that we see in the heavens to guide us to where we should be going. Unfortunately, every now and then, a cloud covers the North Star, and we can't find our way. That is why Jesus is different. Our opinions and feelings and fake news, the spiritual, relational, physical, and financial can be guided because Jesus is inside of us. He says, I am the way. Not just the way, I am the truth. And finally, he says, I'm also the life. In the Bible, there are three words for life. Bios, which means the biological life. Suke, which means the relational soul side, and Zoe, which is the God kind of life, a different kind of life that can only be had in the bios and the suke through God. It's kind of like what it means to have life. When you see a fiddle leaf fig tree, one of my favorite plants, you can't tell what is real from artificial. The only difference is one has life and the other doesn't. One will grow, the other one doesn't. Kind of like trees, one will bear fruit and the other won't. Because life is important. And Jesus says, I'm not just the way, I'm not just the truth, I am the life. And I'm the only one ultimately who can satisfy. Back to the quote from C.S. Lewis, if we find ourselves with a desire that nothing in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that we were not made for this world, but for another world. And sadly, we already know that, and we keep doing it year after year after year, filling ourselves with more toys, more gifts, more of the same thing, and always, every year, realizing it doesn't work. The point in saying all of that is my hope is this year, you will rediscover Christmas. For many of us, Christmas is about money, the bonuses, activities, travel, and all the celebrations, and worse, shopping. Hopefully, this year, it won't be about the mass, the money, the activities, and the shopping, but will be about rediscovering Christ. And for some of us who are new to this message, it might be the year for you to discover Christ in 2020. Let me summarize. What is the meaning of Christmas? Jesus is your eternal GPS. He is the way. He is not just the way home, He is home. Jesus is always going to be there and make a way even when there is no way. The opinions, the feelings, the fake news of all the different parts of our life can be found in Jesus because He is the truth, our eternal North Star. He is the life that answers our biological, our relational, and our spiritual lives, and only He fulfills because only He saves. That's the Christmas tree that we have in our homes. It's a good thing to have when you watch that Christmas tree to remind you of Jesus. And when you put the holly plant to remind you of the blood that Jesus shed so that you and I will find the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus. My prayer is that you will rediscover Christmas and for some, even discover Christ in 2020. Let me close this segment on meditating on the Word with a proclamation of who Jesus is. Lord Jesus, we look forward to this season of celebrating You. Even as You've been at the center of our lives since the beginning of 2020, may You remain at the center during this season. Thank You for being the way, the eternal GPS of our lives, our very home, and the one who will always make a way when there is no way. Thank you that You are our truth who has set us free, our true North Star that cannot be shadowed by any cloud. Lord, we proclaim that You are our life, the one who satisfies, and the one who saves. In Your name, Jesus, we pray. And everyone said, Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.